Greet you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
在此, 奉主耶稣基督的名向, 各位问安。
And I thank you for this invitation to bring God's word on the 35th anniversary.
也谢谢大家的这个邀请, 让我能够在这里来, 传讲主的话语。
I trust that the Lord will continue to bless you with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus.
愿主继续的以他的祝福来, 赐福于我们。
So that as long as he tarries in his return, there will always be a remnant of the faithful in this congregation holding forth the word of life.
让我们继续的来持守这, 生命之道, 让我们继续在这时代里面为主做见证。
I know you just had an extraordinary congregational meeting a couple of weeks ago.
我相信在两个星期主日前, 大家通过这个, 特别会有大会。
And you have decided to redevelop this place.
也决定来重新装修这个教会建筑物。
This is a big commitment.
这是一个很大的承诺。
This is a big step in faith.
这是信心的大跃进。
I know because I can speak from experience.
我知道因为我是从我的本身经历而谈。
We rebuilt our church 40-year-old for $15 million. $15 million, 40 years.
因为我们呢, 重新装修这个教40年的这个教会建筑物所需要的用是1500万。
When we began, we just had reserves to renovate the holding site and pay for rent for 2 years.
我们呢, 曾经就是要租这个地方2年。
Our theme for our redevelopment project was taken from Haggai chapter 1 verse 8.
我们的主题, 要重新发展, 是取自哈该书第一章八节。
And it says, Go to the mountain and bring wood and build a house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, says the Lord.
他说在那里要重新的这个装建, 我的名要得到称颂。
And we made the promise that not only must the end product glorify God, the process of rebuilding must also glorify God.
我们做出这个, 承诺, 不单是我们结束的这个工作来荣耀神, 但是在整个重建的过程里面来荣耀神。
So we did not cut back on our missions work during the time of rebuilding.
所以我们在重新建这个, 建的这个过程里面没有缩短我们的这个, 宣教的工作。
And God honored our prayers.
愿神来, 尊, 荣耀我们的, 这个祷告。
And the project was finished on time and slightly under budget.
而且这个计划能够在定时完成也稍微的低于的预算。
And by the grace of God, we repaid all the outstanding loans within 15 months.
而感谢主就是在18个月里面我们能够付出所有的这个贷款。
So go to the mountain and bring wood and build a house.
所以上到山上带这个木来重建这个家。
And God says, I'll take pleasure in it and I'll be glorified.
我会喜悦, 我会在此得荣耀。
Well, this morning you celebrate your 35th anniversary. And you're about to begin in a building project. And I want to bring your attention to another mountain. And the text is taken from Joshua chapter 14 and verse 12. And these are the words of Caleb to Joshua.
这些话就是,
It says, Now therefore give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake in that day. For thou heardest in the day how the Anakims were there, and the cities were great and fenced. If so be, the Lord will be with me, and I will be able to drive them out, as the Lord said.
在耶稣亚第十四章十二节说：“求你将耶和华那日应许我的这山给我，那里有亚纳族人，并宽大坚固的城，你也曾听见了，或者耶和华照他所应许的与我同在，我就把他们赶出去。”Give
me this mountain.
将这山地给我。This
is a statement that I wanted to consider with you this morning.
这是我今天早上要大家来思想的这一句话。Along
three points.
我们要思想三个方面。
The man who asked,
那询问的人,
the thing asked for,
他所要询问的这个山地,
and the person to whom this request was made.
而他所要求的这个, 这位, 来达成。
Look at verse 12 again.
我们再看第十二节。
Now therefore give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said.
求你将耶和华那日应许我这山地给我，那里有亚纳族人，并宽大坚固的城，你也曾听见了，或者耶和华照他所应许的与我同在，我就把他们赶出去。
The man who asked was Caleb.
那询问的人是加勒。
He was a son of Jephunneh.
他是耶弗尼的儿子。
He wanted a place.
他要这个地方。
He wanted a possession.
他要这承受的地。
He wanted an inheritance, one that God had promised to give him through Moses.
他要承受这神借着摩西所应许他的地。
I'm sure it is our desire too.
相信这也是我们的盼望。
That God will give us a promise.
神给我们这个应许。
A blessing.
一个祝福。
One that is more spiritual than physical.
更加是属灵上过于属世上。
Though oftentimes we cannot divorce the physical from the spiritual.
很多时候我们不能够分辨属世和属灵。
Because we are praying for a place.
我们叫这个地方来给我们。
You are praying for inheritance.
我们要祈求这个基业给我们。
For a church.
来有这个教会。
For a new ministry.
要新的事工
for a new building,
要新的建筑物
we must ask God for it.
我们要先来问神
we must ask God to give us such things for inheritance for our day as well.
我们要神赐给我们这为基业
think of this place you have here at 10 Marsling Lane.
我们在这十号马辛岭通道
where the Lord has placed you some 35 years ago.
神在三十五年前叫我们放在这里。
I'm sure some of those who were there at the very first day.
我们相信我们当中在那时候是三十五年前就到现在。
Might have prayed such a prayer as Caleb, give me this mountain.
也曾经在那个时候好像加勒这样祷告说求你将这山地给我。
And now as you are preparing to rebuild this place.
那现在我们预备来重建重新装修这个地方。
You might well be praying the same prayer again.
我们也可以这样的同样的祷告。
God, give me this mountain.
上帝啊，求你给我这个山地。
And this is what I want to think about. I want you to think about this morning.
这是我们今天早上来思想的。
As we are making our way here, look at the block of flats around.
当我们要来到这里的时候。
And all the people living in those apartment blocks.
所要见到的这些人。
I can think of the souls that need our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就看到这些有许多的灵魂需要耶稣基督。
Oh, here is a prayer they should make.
这就是我们应该有的祷告。
God, give me this mountain.
上帝啊，给我这山地。
And I trust you to pray that prayer sincerely and earnestly and persistently.
相信我们能够坚持不断的来恳求、恳切的祈求神。
Well, Caleb.Says, give me this mountain.
而加勒说，求这山地给我。
The first time we met Caleb in the Bible, he was about 45 years before the events recorded in Joshua 14 took place.
我们从这个约书亚的记载所之前所提到的加勒曾经是在45年前。
He was then a 40-year-old man.
他那个时候是40岁的人。
He was chosen by Moses as one of 12 spies to search out the promised land.
他是为摩西所拣选来去窥探的迦南地应许地。
The purpose was to bring back evidence of the richness of the land and the blessings that awaited the children of Israel.
他的工作就是把那地的这个丰富的这个资产带回来做一个证据。
You know, Caleb was the son of Jephunneh.
而这个他加勒是耶弗尼的儿子。
Verse 14 tells us he was a Kenizzite.
这个十四节告诉我们他是这个这个支派的人。
And if you trace the genealogy, you will find that Caleb's ancestors lived in the promised land in the days of Abraham.
所以我们追溯他的这个祖先的时候是在这个亚伯拉罕的时候。
Caleb's ancestors were not originally part of Abrahamic family.
而这个基尼喜族不是这个亚伯拉罕那时候的这个。
Somewhere along the line, they became part of it.
不是那时候的后裔，而且
在 So here we have a man who is speaking and asking for a specific place.
而这里有一个人就是来专注的求这个地方。
What it shows us that it does not matter where you are from.
这告诉我们你从哪里来不重要。
Or how long you have been here.
你在这里有多久有不重要。
It could be that you were the pioneers.
你可能是在当中前来。
It could be that you were the ones who first prayed and built this church 35 years ago.
你也许就是刚刚开始 前锋的来为此祷告的。
Or it could be that you were just joined the church last year.
或许你是刚刚加入这个教会的。
Or it could be that you are joining the church afterwards.
或者是过后你才来加入教会的。
My point is this.
我的重点是
If you have made the commitment to God here,
假如你在此向神发出承诺
If you purpose to put God first in your life,
你立定心志以神为先
And if you purpose to obey Him,
你立志来顺从神
This is a wonderful opportunity for you.
这就是美好的机会
A wonderful opportunity to have a hand in the work of God at 10 Mustang Lane.
使我们能够在这地方能够与神来同工
And this is a blessing.
这就是一个祝福
I also want you to note the perseverance of Caleb.
所以我们要在这里看到这个加勒的这个恒心
In Joshua 14 verses 8, 9 and 14 the promise was made to Caleb because he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel.
而这个应许给这个加勒是因为他全心专注地来跟随神
Caleb wholly followed the Lord God
因为加勒他专心来跟随神
He had an eye to please God
他专心地来讨神喜悦
By the way, this was a testimony that was given to him by God himself
而这就是神所给他加勒的见证
This commendation of faith did not come from men
这样的称许不是从人而来
Did not come from Moses
不是从这个世人来
It did not come from Joshua.
也不是从约书亚来
This was God's testimony of Caleb.
乃是从神来的见证
If you turn to Numbers 14 and verse 24.
我们在14节里面24章14节看到
God says, My servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and had followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went,And his seed shall possess it.
在民数记十四章二十四节说，唯独我的仆人加勒，因他另有一个心志，专一跟从我，我就把他领进他所去的那地。
This was about 45 years ago.
那差不多是四十五年前。
Caleb, Joshua, and 10 men were sent out to search out the land.
加勒、约书亚和其他十个人进入迦南地。
Caleb and Joshua were men of God. They were men of vision.
加勒、约书亚他们是属神的人，有异象。
They were men of faith.
他们有信心。
The other 10 men brought out the evil report.
另外十人他们带回来恶信。
But Caleb says, well, let us go up at once and possess it.
加勒说，让我们一起来拥有这个地。
We are able to overcome.
让我们能够来，我们能够胜过。
That was the kind of man Caleb was.
那就是加勒有这样的信心。
A man of vision, a man of faith.
还有这个智慧和信心。
A man who wholly followed the Lord.
他是全力的来跟随神。
A man who believed that God can do wonderful things.
他相信神能够做奇妙的事。
The 10 spies says we cannot go up against these people. They're stronger than us.
另外十个探子说我们不能够进入，因为他们比我们强大。
But listen to what Caleb and Joshua said.
我们来看加勒和约书亚怎么说。
Numbers 14, beginning at verse 7.
在民数记第十四章第七节说。
The land which we passed through to search it.Is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then He will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not.
而在这个民数记第十。三章第三十三节说：“求你将耶和华那日这地赐给我，那里有亚纳族人，并宽大坚固的城，你也曾听见了。或者耶和华照他所应许的与我同在。”
But the people will not hear of it.
但是那人民并不来听从他。
The people began to stone Joshua and Caleb.
他们不相信这个约书亚和加勒。
And God was angry.
他们是与神为敌。
And God was so angry they purposed that at that time they would not enter the promised land.
所以神定义不让他们进入了迦南地。
But look at what God says about Caleb, right?
让我们来看神怎么对加勒说。
God says Caleb has another spirit about him.
但是神说加勒另有一个心智。
Caleb was the one who wholly followed me.
而加勒是专一的来跟随神。
Through it all, Caleb remained faithful to God.
而像加勒一样，他继续的来为神忠心。
This is the kind of person that God is pleased to bless.
这就是神所要使用的一个人。
This is the kind of person that is pleased to honor.
而这就是他要讨神喜悦的。
And we know that obedience and the fulfillment of promises of God are linked together.
而我们相信这个我们的意愿和神的应许是在一起的。
It is the man who wholly follows God that will see the promises that God will realize in his life.
而一个人愿意全心的来跟随神，他就看见神的应许成就他的身上。
If you go back to the beginning of the book of Joshua.
让我们回到这个约书亚记看的时候
Joshua chapter 1 verse 8
在14章第一节到第八节说
一章八节
说
Joshua came was about to take over Moses
约书亚一章八节说
And Moses and God said to Joshua The book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouthNeither shalt thou meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written in, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
约书亚记一章八节说：“这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一句话。如此，你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。”
Who is the man that God prospers?
神要使什么人亨通
？It's a man who believes God.
就是那位信靠神的人
，A man who believes God's word，
那位信靠神话语的人
，A man of faith，
一个有信心的人
，This is such a man。
这加勒就是这样的人。
I want you to notice the second thing: the place, the thing asked for。
我要看的是他所要求的这地。
Verse 12, Joshua 14, Caleb says, "Now therefore, give me this mountain."
那加勒在约书亚记十四章十二节说：“求你将这地给我。”
And Joshua blessed verse 13. Joshua blessed him and gave Caleb the son of Jephunneh Hebron for an inheritance.
而这个约书亚为耶夫尼的儿子加勒祝福，将基伯伦给他为业。
The place that was set before him was Hebron.
而这个希伯伦的所给的他地是希伯伦。
Hebron was a place rich in history.
而这个希伯伦在历史上是富裕的。
Verse 15, Joshua 14 tells us what Hebron had been.
在十五节告诉我们希伯伦是怎么样的地。
Hebron was, the name of Hebron before was Kirjath Arba, and Arba was a great man among the Anakims. The land had rest from the war.
希伯伦从前名叫基列亚巴，亚巴是亚拿族人中最大尊大的人，于是着中太平，没有征战。
The first mention we have in Hebron in the Bible brings us back to the days of Abram.
首先提到的这个希伯伦是在亚伯拉罕的时候。
When things were not going well with him.
当事情不顺利的时候。
The occasion is recorded in Genesis 13.
就是记载在创世纪第十三章。
There was a division between Abram and his nephew Lot.
在这个亚伯拉罕和这个他的侄儿罗德当中有这个分开的事。
And you remember Lot selfishly chose the better part of the ground.
我们看见罗德特意选择那上好的地。
Or at least what he thought was the better part of the ground.
或者是在他思想中是上好的。
Genesis 13 tells us Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld the plain.
在创世纪十三章十节说，罗德举目看见约旦河的全平原。
And it was well watered everywhere.
而都是滋润的地。
It was like the Garden of Eden.
就好像耶和华的园子。
Verse 12 tells us that Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain and pitched his tent towards Sodom.
而这个十二节告诉我们，罗德住在那里，渐渐的移的帐篷。
But Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan.
但是亚伯拉罕住在迦南地。
And God came and encouraged him.
而上帝告诉亚伯拉罕说。
And God told Abram, look northward and southward and eastward and westward.
上帝对亚伯拉罕说，在你所住的地，你举目向东南西北观看。
And all the land that you see,
凡你所见之地
，I will give it to you.
我要赐给你。
And your seed forever.
还有你的后裔直到永远。
And that land was Abram.
而那地就是基伯伦。
Genesis 13 verse 18，
在创世纪十三章十八
节 ，We read that Abram removed his tent and came and dwelt in the land of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar for the Lord.
就是创世纪十三章十八节那里说，亚伯兰就搬了帐篷，来到希伯伦曼利的橡树那里居住，在那里为耶和华筑了一座坛。
Hebron was the land of Abraham.
而这个希伯伦曾是亚伯拉罕的
of Isaac.
也是以撒所住的
of Jacob.
也是雅各所住的。
This was near the cave of Machpelah where they were buried.
他在那里是住在那的。
Now you can see Caleb looking at Hebron.
所以我们看见加勒看见这个希伯伦。
And he saw the example of Abraham.
他看见亚伯拉罕的榜样。
And his faith.
他看见他的这个信心。
And Isaac and Jacob and their faith.
而这个雅各以撒亚伯拉罕
and Caleb desired Hebron for a possession.
而加勒愿意这个希伯伦为基业。
Now this is the way you ought to look at this place.
所以这就是我们应该看的这样的地。
Because this is the place where God has given you.
而这就是神所给我们的地。
So that you might have a burden.
所以我们有这个负担。
So that you might think of the first generation of believers who built this place.
让我们能够回想第一代建这教会的弟兄姐妹们。
And some of them were your parents, and some of them were your grandparents.
他们也曾是我们的祖父母亲或者父母亲。
Some of them have served here, or maybe are still serving here.
或者当中还继续的在这里服侍的。
You ought to desire that God will give you this place for your inheritance.
我们要有这个心愿，就是这神将这地赐给我们为基业。
Now, Hebron was famous for two things.
而基伯伦是有两样所出名的。
First, it was a city of refuge.
它是曾经这个避难的城市。
God had told Moses when they went into the promised land, there would be cities of refuge would be established.
这个城的城市，这个避难的城，给这个摩西。
And Hebron was one of those cities.
希伯伦这是其中一个。
Later on, David would be crowned king in Hebron.
而接下来呢，大卫成为这个王，住在希伯伦。
Not in Jerusalem, in Hebron.
而是他不是在耶路撒冷，而是先
在希伯伦。And David will reign in Hebron for 7 years.
而他大卫在这希伯伦做王7年。
There are a lot of wonderful lessons.
有许多的功课我们学习。
If you could just remember the opening of the church 35 years ago.
我们在想到35年前教会的光景。
Maybe the older ones in the midst can tell the story to the younger ones how, why this church was built.
那我先辈可以告诉后代为什么这个教会这样建立。
What do you want this church to be?
他们要这个教会成为怎么样的。
The kind of labor you put in from the very beginning.
他们是如何的开始来辛劳的工作。
Well, first of all, you want this place to be a place of refuge for sinners.
而他要使这个地方成为这个罪人所待的这个庇护所。
So that the unconverted can come in and hear the word of God.
所以还没有认识主的可以来到这里信主。
This will be the place where they can be saved for all eternity, right?
而他们可以在这里有不同的这个活动。
Of course, Christ is that Hebron.
而耶稣基督就是那成为这个发生的原因。
He's a place of refuge.
耶稣基督就是我们的庇护所。
He's a place where sinners can hide from the righteous wrath of the Almighty God.
而他就是罪人可以待在的庇护所，可以成为义人所住的地。
And we praise God that over the years many have found Christ as a Hebron right here in this place.
我们感谢神，就是我们借着耶稣基督，好像希伯伦一样，住在他里面为庇护。
So my friends, you should desire this place to be like Hebron.
我们亲爱朋友，希望这地成为我们的好像希伯伦。
Where sinners can find Christ.
而罪人可以找到耶稣基督。
You should desire this place to be like Hebron.
而我们也希望这地好像希伯伦。
Where not David is king, but the second larger David is king.
不是大卫为王，乃是我们的主为王。
Where Christ is king.
就是基督为王。
And of course, as you think of how Hebron becoming the possession of Caleb, you always remember that Caleb was a man who fully followed God.
而我们要记得，这个为何希伯伦成为加勒所有的基业，乃是因为加勒专心的跟随神。
And you want to be that man who fully followed God.
愿我们也成为一个像加勒一样专心的跟从神。
A Caleb who served God in this place.
而好像加勒一样在这里来服侍神。
So maybe this is what you should pray for.
而这是我们应当祷告的。
God, give me this mountain.
上帝啊，将这山地给我。
Hebron was a promise that God made to Caleb.
而希伯伦是神所给加勒的应许。
Look at Joshua 14 and verse 9.
让我们看约书亚记第十四章第九节。
And Moses swore on that day, saying, Surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thy inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God.
当日摩西启示说，你脚所踏之地定要归你和你的孙子孙永远为业，因为你专心跟随耶和华我的神。
This is the promise that God made to Caleb.
而这是神给加勒的应许。
God gave that promise when Caleb was 40 years old.
神给加勒应许的时候，加勒还是40岁。
For 45 years, Caleb kept this, dwelt on this promise.
而四十五年之久，加勒就持定这应许。
All these 45 years, Caleb thought about the promise of God.
而这四十五年，加勒记得这应许。
Time did not diminish the promise of that inheritance.
而时间不能够使神的应许消失。
For 40 over years, the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness.
而四十年的时间，以色列在旷野中漂流。
All those years did not take away the fact that God promised Caleb in Hebron.
在这些年里面，没有消退加勒对神应许的信
号。Time did not diminish that promise.
时间不能够使这个应许消退。
Circumstances did not destroy the promise of his inheritance.
环境也不能够毁灭这个应许。
There were terrible plagues of God's judgment.
而神的审判有时也临到人的身上。
There were wars that did not obscure the promise.
而战争也不能够使到应许消失。
As they were coming into the land, they had to fight battles.
他们来到这地要征战。
And there are more battles to fight.
有许多的人要征战。
But circumstances did not destroy the promise that God made to Caleb.
而这个环境不能够使到这个神给应许加勒的应许消失。
Not time, not circumstance.
不是时间，也不是环境。
Not death.
也不是死亡。
You are understand that except Joshua and Caleb, every man and woman above 20 at that time when the promise was made perished.
除了加勒和约书亚之外，在他的那个时代，同年的这些男丁都在旷野中消失了。
And you could imagine Caleb.And his contemporaries, his peers, his friends, they all perished, they all died.
想想看，加勒他同辈的这个男丁都在旷野里面死亡了。
But death did not bury the promise.
但是死亡不能够使到应许被埋没。
Now Caleb treasured the promise of God in his heart.
而加勒珍惜神在他心中的应许。
Have God given you a promise?
神是否给你这个应许？
I'm sure he has given that to those who started this church.
我相信他曾经给他的这个负担在这开始教会的弟兄姐妹身上。
I can imagine when they first started the work here, one promise would be that this would be the place where the gospel would be preached.
我相信神将这样负担放在他们心中，相信这地就是将来要传福音的地方。
Has God given you a promise?
神是否给我们这个应许呢？
About a possession, about a spiritual inheritance.
关于拥有这块地，并且还有这个属灵的这个产业。
About a ministry that has laid upon our heart.
而在我们心中所有的这个事工。
About the building project that you're about to embark on.
是我们将要开始这个装修工程。
Hold on to that promise.
让我们来持续这样的盼望。
Do not allow time or circumstance to diminish that promise.
不要容许这个时间和环境来使到我们这样的盼望消失。
But also know that every ministry, every project will be accompanied by challenges.
我们相信任何的事工和任何的计划都会受到挑战所影
响。Hebron was a promise that God gave to Caleb.
而希伯伦是神所给加勒的应许。
But Hebron will come with challenges.
而这个希伯伦也带来挑战。
As we learn about the life of Caleb,
我们思想到加勒的一生。
And think about the promise God gave him.
我们想到给他的应许。
You think of how the Lord said that he would give Hebron to Caleb.
我们想到神怎么将希伯伦给迦勒。
But there were difficulties as well. Difficulties.
而当中也有这个困难。
There were problems along the way.
当中也有这个问题。
There was discouragement of the people.
而有些人的这个消失。
Look at Joshua 14 verse 8.
我们看这个约书亚记第十四章第八节。
Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt.
然而同我上去的众弟兄使百姓的心消化。
12 spies were sent out to search the land of Canaan.
十二个探子到迦南地窥探。
All of them were unanimous in what they saw.
他们一致都同意通过他们所见的。
They say the land was exceeding good.
他们看到那地是非常的好
，a land flowing with milk and honey，
是牛奶与蜜之地。
But ten of them were fearful，
但是十位呢却害怕。
Ten of them were faint-hearted，
十位却惧怕。
Ten of them came back and says, "Well, the walls were tall."
十位说那墙是非常的高大。
And the people were big，
而那人也巨大。
And besides the Anakims, there were the Amorites and the Jebusites and the Hittites and so on.
讲到这耶布斯人等等他们
and they say we are not able to go up against them.
我们没有办法跟他们来征战
In their eyes, we are like grasshoppers, you know.
在他们的眼中，我们就好像蚱蜢一样
And all they could see were great walls and mighty giants.
所以他们所看到的是高大的城墙
And they discouraged the people with the evil report.
使到这个百姓的心消化
The same can be true.In God's work today.
而这也可以同样的发生在神的事工。
As we seek to possess the land for God.
当我们来寻求拥有神所给我们的这地。
As we seek to establish a witness for our Lord Jesus Christ.
而我们要在主里面为他做这个见证时。
As we seek to rebuild this building.
我们要寻求来重新装修这个地。
To gain ground for God.
来为神来服侍。
There will always be people who only see walls and giants.
那常会有人只是看到这个城墙和挑战。
And they say we are not able to do it.
然后说我们没有办法做到。
I think Calvary is something like New Life.
我觉得这个加略山堂跟新生命堂相似。
Meaning to say that we are not a rich church.
就是说我们不是富裕的教会。
If you go on a Sunday morning, you don't see any Mercedeses and Lexus and so on and so forth.
只要你到主日来到教会的时候，不会看到很多的这些名车。
We are a heartland church.
我们在这个是很贫瘠的地。
Right in the middle of HDB blocks.
就是在建物局的当中，主屋当中。
But we built.
但是我们建。
Are there difficulties? Are there people who says we cannot do it?
也有困难，有的人说我们不能够做到。
Of course,
当然。
There are people who see walls and giants.
有人只是看到这个困难。
Isn't that so?
难道不是吗
？Maybe that's why so many fail to wholly follow God.
所以很多就没有办法专一的来跟随神。
Because all they see are walls and giants.
因为他们所看见的只是墙壁和这个挑战。
Maybe that's why.
也许他们是对。
Some of you are not living for the Lord the way you should.
因为不是来为主来活。
Because you are not living a testimony for Christ.
也许我们不是为着主做这个美好的见证。
You don't want to go forward.
只要我们要向前走。
Because you are afraid of walls and giants.
因为我们害怕这个墙还有巨人。
Perhaps that's the reason the church is weak and anemic.
也许。也许这个教会是软弱的和害怕的。
The church today really needs a baptism of holy zeal and fervor.
教会呢需要得到神的这个洁净。
You need men and women like Caleb.
我们需要弟兄姐妹好像迦勒。
A different kind of spirit.
有另外的心智。
Holy follow God.
为神来圣洁。
Despite the walls and the giants.
除了这个城墙和巨人之外。
My friends, do not let anyone discourage you to do God's work.
我们不要容许任何人来使我们不做神的工。
There is a discouragement.
这是有这个灰心。
There is also the enemy.
从敌人来的也一样。
Look at verse 12, Joshua 14.
我们看约书亚记第十四章第十二节。
For thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and the cities were great and fenced.
而那里有亚拿族人，并宽大坚固的城。
The enemies were real.
而敌人是真实的。
And they were formidable.
而他们是很强大的。
The enemies were the Anakims.
他们就是亚拿族人。
Now, who are these people?
这些人是什么人？
Well, these are the descendants of Anak.
就是亚纳族的后裔。
These were the giants.
这些是巨人。
In fact, Hebron, more than any other place, was where the spies brought the evil report.
而这个就是这个探子所带来的这个信息。
They went to Hebron.
他们到希伯伦。
And they saw the sons of Anak.
他们到希伯伦看见亚纳族的儿子
and it left a lasting impression upon them.
他们就有这样的印象在他们当中
These are big.
他们巨大
We are like grasshoppers.
我们就好像蚱蜢一样
Hebron was a city that was occupied by giants.
而希伯伦就是为巨人所住的这个城
And the situation looked impossible.
环境看起来不可能
And humanly it was impossible.
从人的眼光也看也不可能。
But Caleb says, "Let us go up at once and possess it. We are well able to overcome it."
但是加勒充满信心说，我们必能够得到这地。
That was his spirit and resolve back when he was 40 years old.
这就是他在四十年的时候，四十岁的时候所有的心智。
And it has not changed.
而到四十五岁，四十五年后也不改变。
At the age of 85,
在他八十五岁的时候
，He told Joshua,
他告诉约书亚
，I'm as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me.
他说我现在的就好像四十年，四十五年前一样的强壮。
It is not the age.
这不是在乎年龄。
It's the frame of mind.
是在我们的心态。
Caleb still has that same frame of mind.
加勒还是有这样的信心。
His resolve has not changed.
他结果没有改变。
His faith has not waned.
他的信心没有改变。
His confidence in God has not diminished.
他在神的信心没有消失。
Caleb knew that the Lord would enable him to drive out the Anakims.
而他知道他在主里面能够将这亚纳族人赶走。
He says, "If." Verse 12, if so be the Lord will be with me, I will be able to drive them out.
他说神若与我同在，或许我就能够把他们赶出去。
You know, the city of Hebron had been for most part conquered by Joshua by this time.
而这个希伯伦到这个时候也许是被约书亚所占领大部分。
But there was a mountain.
但是有一个山。
There was a mountain in Hebron.
在希伯伦有座山。
They were still inhabited by the sons of Anak. That was not yet taken.
但是还是有亚纳族的人住在当中，还没有被攻占。
85 years old, you know.
这是85年之久。
I don't think anyone would criticize Caleb if he wanted to walk on the plains.
假如他在平原上走，没有人会批评这个加勒。
But at 85 years old, he asked for a mountain.
但是在平原在八十五岁的他要求这一座山。
Do you know why?
知道为什么
？He was not asking it for himself.
他不是为自己而求。
There may be someone here, the older ones.
也许我们当中有些年老的。
Who think?
认为。
I've done my part, you know.
我已经尽我的责任。
Let the younger ones do it.
让年轻的一代来继续。
That is not the spirit of Caleb.
不是这个加勒的心态。
Caleb did not ask for the plains.
加勒没有要求这个平原。
Caleb asked for a mountain.
加勒要求高这个山地。
Do it not for yourself.
还不是为自己而做。
For the sake of the generation.
那是为他的接下几代来做。
For your children and grandchildren.
为他的子孙来做。
Caleb did not ask the mountain for himself.
加勒并没有为自己而求。
This was what God promised to him and his seed.
而这是神所给他和他后裔的应许。
Do it not because you're able.
我们不是为自己。
He did not count, Caleb did not count on the experience of warfare.
而加勒没有计算他过去的这个战争的这个代价。
He did not count on his own strength.
他不是靠自己的力量。
Caleb says, "If so be the Lord will be with me, I will be able to drive them out."
他说：“或许耶和华照他所应许与我同在，我就把他们赶出去。”
In other words, if it pleases God to be there,
假如是这在那里讨神的喜悦，
If God chooses,
只要神选择，
He can give you this city.
他可以将这地给你。
Caleb has no doubt whatsoever in overcoming Hebron if God will go with him into battle.
所以希亚勒靠着神能够在这个希伯伦那里得到。
You can be sure if God is with you, you'll build this place.
相信只要神与我们同在，我们能够重建这地。
No matter how strong the enemy,
无论敌人有多强大。
No matter how tall the wall,
不然他们有高多高大。
No matter how powerful.The Anakims,
不论这个亚拿族有多强
大 giants they may be,
可能是很大的巨人
gigantic in proportions,
他们的形状是高座
but if God be with us,
假如神与我们同在
you will conquer,
我们能够胜利
you will prevail,
我们能够战胜
you will overcome,
我们能够得胜
you shall come into the possession of the inheritance that God has promised you,
我们能够照神所应许的来拥有这个基业
there's a third challenge,
这是第大的挑战。
There is discouragement, there is the enemies, and there is a patience to wait.
就从这个人来说，会有这个挑这个灰心，或者是人的话来说。
Look at Joshua 14 and verse 10.
在约书亚记第十四章第十节说。
And now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, and he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, for the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness.And now, lo, I'm this day 85 years, and yet I'm as strong this day as was in the day that Moses sent me, and my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in.
而约书亚记十四章十节说，自从耶和华对摩西说的这话的时候，耶和华照他所应许的，使我存活这45年，期间以色列人在旷野行走，看了，现今我85岁了。
Caleb was 85 years now.
他那时是85岁。
Old but still strong.
老但是强壮。
And some of you might be able to say that.
我们当中还可以这样说。
Some of you might not be able to say that.
也许我们当中也不能够这样说。
That you are as strong as you were 20 years ago.
就如我们说，我们好像你20年前一样的强壮。
But see, God, Caleb waited for a long time to see the promise realized.
而加勒等了这么漫长的时间，看到应许得成就。
God, Caleb waited for 45 years for this to happen.
而加勒等了45年的时间来等这个发生。
And now is the time to act.
而这就是他来询问的时候。
When we were building Calvary,
当我们建这个加勒坛时
，I read a lot of books on rebuilding church.
我看到许多重建教会的书。
And the one unanimous advice was this.
一致的看法是
If you don't have to do it, don't ever do it.
假如你不需要做的话，就不要做。
But the time has come.
但是时机到了。
And we must do it.
我们需要这样做。
The time has come for you.
时间对我们来说已经到了。
And you must do it.
我们必须做。
I'm sure those who started this church received the promise of God when the church was being built.
相信我们当中开始这个教会，上到神放在我们教心中的负担来开始这个工作。
And they have seen the promises God of God being fulfilled.
而我们看到神的旨意来成就。
I pray that this present generation will have the same calling from God.
我的祷告就是我们这一代和下一代都有看到神的这个应许。
That you will see the Lord fulfilling the promise in your lifetime.
也看到神在我们生命中来成就我们的心中的所愿。
But it all begins with this.
而这一切都从这开始。
It begins with a prayer.
就是从祷告来开始。
God, give me this mountain.
上帝啊，将这山地给我。
We look at the man who did the asking. That was Caleb.
我们看到这个要求的人是加勒。
We consider the thing that he asked for, the mountain in Hebron.
我们看到他要求这个山地希伯伦。
In closing, I want you to consider the person.To whom this request was made, and it was Joshua.
我们结束了想看到他向谁来要求这个。
So Caleb went to Joshua and said, "Well, give me this mountain."
加勒来到约书亚说，将这山地给我。
And Joshua granted Caleb his petition.
而约书亚赐给他所要求的。
Joshua gave Caleb what he asked for.
而约书亚给加勒他所要求的。
Our Joshua can give us our desire.
我们的约书亚也可以给我们这个应许。
Do you know who is our Joshua?
谁是我们的约书亚？
Jesus.
就是我们的救主耶稣。
The Old Testament name for Joshua is exactly the same name for Jesus in the New Testament.
而约书亚的意思在旧约跟耶稣基督在新约的这个意思是一样，就是
Yeshua.
就是耶稣亚。
Old Testament.
在旧约。
Jesus.
耶稣
in the New Testament.
在新约。
Josh, our Christ is our Joshua.
耶稣就是我们的约书亚。
And as you make this appeal to heaven,
当我们向他来求的时候，
God give us this mountain.
上帝啊，给我们这山地。
Give us this ministry.
这就是这个事工。
Give us this building project.
给我们这个装修的工程。
The Lord can give you the promise too.
神也会将这应许递给我们，
and he will grant to you your heart's desire.
他也会将神的负担给我们。
The challenges ahead,
我们的挑战，
will be real,
我们的挑战是真实的，
and will be big,
也是很大的。
The promise, however, will be fulfilled.
而应许也会被成就，
because God will do it.
因为神是我们的约束。
Because there is never, never a promise of God that will fall to the ground.
而神的应许不落空。
God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask and or think, according to the power that worketh in us.
神能够照着他有极大的这个应许来赐给我们，成就我们心中所求所想的。
So with that assurance, right?
当我们有这样的确据。
With that assurance, may the Lord make us to be men and women who will wholly follow Him.
而神愿神使这样的应许能够成就在我们这全心全意跟随神的弟兄姐妹们。
We have the faith.
愿我们有这样的信心。
We have the vision.
愿我们有这样的意向。
To say to God.
来靠神。
Give me this mountain.
来求神说将这山地给我。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
We come to you in the name of the Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for what He has done for us. That He has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. We thank you, Lord, that He has given us a ministry. That has made us to be ambassadors for Christ.
使我们能够为耶稣基督做使者。
So Father, we pray, O Lord, that you will continue to help us to be faithful to you.
求主你帮助我们能够来为主忠心。
We pray, O Lord, for your blessings upon the congregation and the leaders of New Life Bible Presbyterian Church.
求主你祝福我们的领袖和弟兄姐妹们。
In the days ahead,
使我们到那天，
as they begin this project of rebuilding this church,
当我们开始这个装修工程时，
you will make them into men and women who are wholly full of God.
使我们能够成为跟随神的人。
Men and women of faith.
使我们能够有信心。
Men and women of vision.
使我们能够来跟随你。
Bless them, O Lord.
求主祝福我们。
Meet all their needs.
来达到你的这个要求。
Help them build the house.
帮助我们建这个家。
So that you may be glorified.
使得你的名能够得荣耀。
Here is our prayer.
这是我们的祷告。
We ask these things in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Amen. Amen.